The next time I woke, the rain was gone, and apparently so was my fever. Oh, and there was something else gone, too. The girl that talked with me throughout the night. The girl that had made me laugh with delirium. The girl that had shoved me in the shower around 2 this morning when my fever had gotten so high that I wasn't making any sense. The girl that had lain next to me all night long and talked to me for hours and hours as she waited for me to fall back to sleep after the shower. The girl that was gone, and I had a feeling wouldn't be coming back. I got up and slowly made my way out of the room. "Hastings," I called. Nothing. I poked my head in the open second bedroom, which was more like a broom closet, and felt my eyes widen when I saw all the cameras that were aimed at the street and the grounds. I didn't miss the mess, either. She was right. She really needed to clean up all her random papers off the floor. Wow. There was also a computer beside the camera equipment that had a Word document up. There were half-finished thoughts on the screen, all of them looking to be hastily typed down ideas, one of which being fever and lover. I didn't have any idea what that could be about, but since I was being a snoop, I couldn't very well ask without admitting that I'd read some of her work. Sadly, after a few more looks around her house, I couldn't find her at all. Going back into her office, I wrote down my name, phone number, and a thank you for watching over me before posting the sticky note to her computer monitor and walking out of her door. Hopefully, she would call. Because of what I could remember last night, I really would like to get to know her.